This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. We're kicking off hour number two of our Thursday get-together. 3:01 is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, even Nick DiNucci. We're all here in the Odyssey Palace Studios. Why not? We had like 17 of us jammed in here this morning for the Padre Roundtable. If you missed any part of it, it's commercial-free Padre talk, and it's coming up again between 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock this evening for your ride home. You'll get great Padre baseball insight. Everything going on with the Friars, who have a day off today. Tony will be jumping on the bus here in a little while to head on up to Los Angeles. Padres start a three-game series against the Dodgers. Would it hurt anybody's feelings if the Padres just like won the season series from the Dodgers this year? How many years has it? No, I know it wouldn't. How many years has it been though?
It's been a while.
I know that we won the playoff series, so that kind of has held a lot of weight. But man, the regular season has just been—it's
a lot,
way too one-sided for like a decade now.
It's at least 3 years running, right?
Oh, no,
at
it's least. No, it's like 10 years okay. running. Sorry.
I'm just going off of the games that I've been
able
to see.
I know the games you've done. No, it's a long time since the Padres have won the regular season series from the Dodgers. So 1-1 so far with the split in Korea. Three more coming up this weekend. Michael King starts it Friday night against Yoshi Yamamoto of the Los Angeles Dodgers, the Masters, round number one in Augusta. Thank you. Bryson DeChambeau is the big story of the day with a 7-under-65. But just when you thought somebody else could take the limelight away from Scottie Scheffler, he's trying to bring it back. He is at 6-under-par now through 16. So he's got two holes left, only a shot behind. It is, I would consider it to be a major. I can't do the show with that music in the background.
It's the Masters music.
I can't do it.
It's the Masters
music. No, we're done talking about the Masters.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's the time for the Masters music to go away.
We're done. Thank you.
You had to wait for it to go away.
That's right. I wasn't going on. But I would consider it a major feather in my cap if I played one pro-am round of golf with a no-name golfer, basically a no-name, when I played with them. And then within 2 years, the guy went on to be the best golfer on the planet. And that's what Tony Gwynn Jr. did.
He did.
As far as being with Scottie Scheffler.
He hadn't quite taken off like he has now.
Not
but
like this.
Scottie Scheffler's the most consistent golfer on the planet right now.
It's not even close.
Not even close.
Really?
You're welcome.
And Tony was the one who... yeah, thank you, Tony.
You guys are welcome.
Man, I really wish you would have got that guy's cell phone number. We could have been great show friends.
That would have been good to have a guy like that on the show once in a while. But
I mean, the great Tony Gwynn Jr. asking for the lowly Scottie Scheffler's number back in that day
would have been
okay.
Happy to give it to you.
Please, can I do 10 interviews on your radio show?
I can't be that guy. Like,
I know.
Get a chance to do, what do you call those? The where you get to hit with the professional. You get to do like a little fake round, just one of the little celebrity deals.
For the pro-am.
I can't be asking him, hey, let me get your number.
Yeah, you're probably
right. No, you can't do that.
Probably right. You can't do that.
You can't do that. Tiger Woods, by the way, has played seven holes today. He's at even par.
Tiger Woods.
Xander Schauffele, the SDSU grad, has played 17 holes, and he's also even par. Mickelson shot one over. All right, there you go on the Masters. We are going to get into some daily Gambit stuff. Speaking of the Gambit and the NBA, we haven't talked much about it, Tony. Your Lakers despite a stumble or two here or there when LeBron got sick, they are putting themselves in a decent position here.
Are they?
No. That's what I'm wondering. What's going on? They're winning every game. I look up, they're still a half
game lost.
Out of ahead of Golden State.
Oh, I got a lot of big...
Oh, because they lost to Golden State.
They lost to Golden State.
That's right.
They lost to Minnesota.
Man.
Anthony Davis got hit in the eye, and he hasn't played the last two games.
Oh, he missed both games.
He missed 7 minutes of the first of the Wolves game. And my thing is, it's time to put the James Worthy or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Oh, he needs the goggles.
Like, we can't have you missing games this late as him because you got hit in the eye. And this isn't the first time it's happened. It's happened
multiple times. Well, he might have to get used to playing with the goggles.
Yeah, man.
But the one thing that has not yet been proven to me by anyone is that the Lakers can be beaten when everyone's playing. So, we'll see. The playoffs are just around the corner.
My great hope has diminished here the last couple
of
days.
Really? Yes, just because of that? But everybody was out of the lineup. They don't lose when those guys all play.
It's not that I love the team, but when you're going to be coming from I think they're 9 right now.
Be the 9 seed.
They'll possibly, if they end up with the same record as Golden State, they'll end up 10. So
they have to go up there
You got to go up there, win, and then you got to beat whoever loses.
Go somewhere else. Somewhere.
And then you know who you get. As a courtesy prize,
probably Denver.
You get the Denver Nuggets.
Denver, although that's not assured yet because Minnesota and Oklahoma City are still in the fight for the top seed in the East.
I thought Denver clinched it last night.
Okay,
because they beat Minnesota.
All right, is it clear to anybody that I have not been following the NBA as closely as I thought I was here down the stretch of the season?
Welcome to my world.
Yeah.
Welcome to my world.
I am following it closely enough to know that Milwaukee and Boston played a game the other night in which the two teams combined to try 85 three-pointers.
Boston shot no
free throws.
Boston shot none entire game.
And Milwaukee shot two.
Hello, hour and 57-minute game.
I don't know that that's because the referees didn't want to call anything. I do think it's because Boston's already clinched and none of their players felt like driving to the hoop. So they just stood out there and shot threes the whole game.
Shoot these threes today.
Yeah, that's not the kind of basketball
Scraby
that anybody wants to see.
I was Scraby's
trying to
Nick.
Teach over
I
here.
Go, so then I just turn it up 30. And it was in the microphone on accident.
He forgot to turn his mic off when he did it. So it sounded like he was saying sweet nothings.
I think it's kind of hilarious that anybody is learning how to do anything from Scraby. I think that's a little.
That's how far my man has come.
Yeah, I know. Seems ironic to me.
I mean, I just told a story about how Ted Leitner crush me on air for a good
Fair
reason.
Enough.
I've come a long way, as Tony just said.
Very good. Well, come a little further and play the opening for the Daily Gambit then.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly.
Or don't pay attention to this segment if you are Shohei's interpreter.
He's locked in right now. What are you talking about, Chris?
He's locked in, all right. He's about to be really locked in.
Be locked up.
I bet you he does like less than
Little
a year
time.
Of jail time.
Really?
I can see that.
All right.
Anyway, I was going to say something, and then I can't remember what I was going to say. Oh, yes. Adam emailed me more specific of the bets. So here's real quick, because we talked about it already. eBay averaged 25 bets a day, ranging from $10 to $160,000 per bet.
Man, I wonder what bet that was on right there.
Right?
Man.
Between December 2021 and this 2024.
You gotta really feel strongly about a game for that bet.
I really hope that the $10 bets were like earlier and then he got bold. Because that would be kind of weird if he was just random. You know what? I'm going to do $160,000 on this bet.
This one I feel really good about. I usually bet $10, but on this one, I'm going 160
large. You know what that tells me? That tells me they're trying to make money back as fast as possible.
That's what I'm saying. So I hope that it was like a 10. Nobody's going to know 10 here.
Yeah.
And then
months later,
it's like, I need to get that bet. $160,000.
More than I've made in my life, I think.
It's a lot.
But it went from December 2021 through this January, 19,000 bets in all.
Wow. Like 3 years of bets. So it was definitely a buildup. He started out $10.
He had a spreadsheet, apparently, and authorities got this spreadsheet. Reflected total winnings of $142 million, total losses of $183 million.
It always starts with
this. And my man was keeping a spreadsheet?
I guess so.
What possessed him to keep a spreadsheet?
People who are trying to make back their money.
You keep a spreadsheet just so if, in case you get caught, the feds will have something to find. It makes no sense to me.
Apparently so.
You know?
Let's
keep a record of this.
Receipts as possible, sure, there, buddy.
Yeah. Make sure that they can prove their case against me.
He's clearly... How old is...
Ipe? I think he's youngish.
He sounds like a new generation type person.
Yeah, he's our age, 39.
Oh, no, he's right there. He should be smarter than this.
Yeah, he was born December 31st, 84.
We all tried to hide from the camera. He's running to the camera, apparently, keeping his receipts and everything.
keeping his receipts. All right, here's what we bet on. What day is it today? Thursday, Tuesday. Colorado Rockies. I can't remember. They played the Diamondbacks. It was over under 11 total runs in the game. Chris and I both said over because it was Coors Field. Had to be. But it wasn't.
Of course,
it wasn't.
Good thing we didn't.
Diamondbacks won 3-2.
Good thing we chose to go the low wager on that one.
Yes. We bet the $10 on that one.
3-2. Now, we didn't even come close on that one.
I did bet $160,000 on Padres minus 1.5 runs over the Cubs on Tuesday night.
Well, lost that too.
I did.
Check your spreadsheet.
Padres lost 5-1. Both Chris and I took the Padres. Warriors at the Lakers. Lakers were 3-point favorite on Tuesday night. We both chose the Lakers. We were both wrong again because the Warriors won 134-120.
Well, the Warriors did make 26 threes in that game, Tony. Chris, that's ridiculous.
Can I tell you?
I mean, you shouldn't feel too bad about
that. Can I tell you about my experience in this? I was watching both games because it's going on during the Padres.
Right.
And I'm talking about the anger that was flowing through my body when I kept seeing Draymond Green. He made his first five. He went 5 for 5 from 3-point.
It's not your night.
And I was like, we're not supposed to win.
No.
They made more threes than they did twos the entire game.
Yeah.
I like how Chris said, it's not your night.
It's not. Draymond was over there like sticking his tongue out. He was having the best time in the world. I was losing my mind.
Yeah, I would lose my mind, too, if Draymond's making 5 threes. Also, Draymond should probably stay back from the spotlight a little bit. He's out here criticizing Zach Edey for whatever reason, saying that Zach Edey quit in the national championship.
He did say that.
Draymond
said that?
Yes.
He quit?
He said Zach Edey quit.
He didn't mean like he quit. He just meant that his spirit was broken.
Okay.
With about that amount of time left.
But it's like Draymond.
Every team that's played UConn has had their spirit broken.
It's fair for sure.
All right, I'll stop with my Draymond slander. Clippers at the Suns on Tuesday night. Suns were favored by 8 points. Chris and I both chose the Suns, and we both lost again. Clippers won 105-92. And then Luka Doncic over under 31.5 points against the Hornets, I believe. And Chris said under, I said over, and this is the only bet that I won. 39 points Luka had on Tuesday night.
Now, so I had a nice 0-5.
You did. I didn't do any better than 1-4.
I took the collar. It's hard to get them all wrong, just as it is hard to get them all right.
That's true.
But we seem to do it from time to time.
Real quick, some of the live Masters odds. If you want to bet on Scottie Scheffler to win outright, he's plus 115. Bryson DeChambeau plus 500. Rory McIlroy plus 1600. Ludvig Åberg.
Ludvig.
Come on, man.
That tells you how good Scottie Scheffler is, though. I mean, he basically him or the field is 50-50.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
crazy.
And earlier, I was checking the odds, and he was already in the lead when he was 4 shots back from Bryson DeChambeau. So
now he's only
really
one
believe.
Back.
Yeah, now he's only one back. But that's
although
all I, got,
I lost a little for Scottie Scheffler that last tournament. Was it 2 weeks ago, Scrabe?
Why?
Well, he missed like a 4.5-foot putt that would have forced a playoff. He missed it, rimmed out, and the other guy won.
Yeah.
And I just thought, I don't think Tiger Woods ever misses that.
That's a high bar, right? It is maybe too high of a bar, but
I mean, if you're the best in the world, like, you don't miss a chance like that.
He was trying to force a. The thing about Scottie Scheffler is that no one does what he does. I mean, Tiger did it, obviously, but he's besides the point. Right now, no one's doing what Scottie Scheffler does.
I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying that when he lined up to take that, I said, all right, you're the best guy on the planet. You don't miss
Maybe
this.
Maybe he just was like, I just want to go home. I don't want to deal with this anymore. I've won so many tournaments.
Yeah, I find that a little hard to believe. But
I do too, but you know, you never know. Anyway,
you don't ever
know.
Chris,
go ahead.
All right, we don't have any, okay. I think all the baseball was played today is what I was trying to say there. Sounds like a promo. Golden State 13 over Portland tonight. In Portland. Portland, I think, has set an all-time record for that franchise for most losses. And it just goes back to show, I mean, all these teams that tank and get themselves in the lottery.
I hope it doesn't work out.
Who is the guy that they got in the lottery anyway? I don't even know who it is. And I know that it hasn't helped them be any good.
I don't even know at this point, because they've changed the whole lottery system anyways to prevent. I don't even know why you go down this route.
I don't get it either. I mean, all of these teams, even San Antonio, which got the greatest guy ever,
the alien,
still having a horrible season. Golden State minus 13. They got to win. I'll take Golden State. That's a lot on the road, but I'll take them. If they win, they tie the Lakers for the 9 spot. I know Tony's either Tony's betting Portland or he's going to do a no wager.
I'm gonna bet Portland.
Betting
Portland. I'm going for it.
Scraby, what are you? Ipe, what are you doing?
well, I'm going to go with the Warriors, and I'm betting 140.
You know what I miss, Chris? Right. I miss being able to come in here and talk about the 49ers.
Yeah. Oh, you want to talk about them? Let's go.
Well, it won't be long.
Yeah, we got some time.
It won't be long.
Man, I got crushed by someone yesterday. They're like, where's Brock Purdy? And I'm like, what? I'm just walking through here.
Was at the game yesterday?
Yeah, I was like, they're just walking through. Come on. It doesn't matter. It's baseball.
Whoever that person was, I'm a fan.
Shout out.
That's right. Cade Cunningham. Remember that guy? Here's another
Detroit
guy.
Detroit Piston.
Number one overall pick 2 years ago. He scores about 35 games. They never win a game.
Nope.
And so good for them that they got him. Over under 22.5 points tonight against the Chicago Bulls.
Oh, my Lord. Can we talk about your Chicago Bulls and the failed off the backboard alley-oop? Did you see this?
I did. Down by 7 points in the fourth quarter, points. Like they need to win the game. And they try an alley-oop off the board on a breakaway.
The funniest,
Billy Donovan must have just gone.
He probably was making the phone call to Kentucky right then and there. Yeah, like, hey,
get me out of here. I mean, are you the dumbest player on earth or what? It's not a dunk contest. It's the middle of the game.
Okay, let's put aside the attempt in itself. What is Andre Drummond doing? Behind, he thought the lob was for him.
He thought it. So he ran into the other guy. It was a colossal comedy of errors. You're right. Colossal. Did you see it, Scrape?
No, but it sounds hilarious.
Please pull it up when you get a chance.
I'm going to.
It was fun.
I'm going to.
All right, for
anything
that reason,
to make fun of the Bulls.
Yeah, they deserve to be made fun of. Tony, you're up. Cade Cunningham, 22.5.
Over.
That's not very many. Scraby?
I've never heard of this guy in my life.
Really? Number one overall pick a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah. I'll go with Tony. He knows what he's talking about. I'll go over.
Well, the Bulls haven't guarded anybody all year. I don't know why they're going to start tonight. Steph Curry, 4.5 three-pointers. Mm. I bring this up because every other guy in the league is their over-under is like 1 or 2.
He's got 4.
His are 4.5. He's got to make 5 for you to win the bet. Scraby.
I mean, they just made, 26?
They did, but 5 is still a lot.
Yeah, I'm going to say under.
Under. All right, I'll say over. I'll just say, why not? It's Steph. Tony.
Under.
All right, we're going really out. I mean, just showing you what's available today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Frozen Four, guys. You know what that is? The Final Four of the NCAA Hockey Championships.
One of my favorite names.
All right. Right now, Boston University run nothing in the second period.
They're always there.
Who?
They Boston U.
And Boston Denver. U. And Denver.
Are they there?
Denver. Crazy powerhouse.
Well, they're losing 1-0 second period. The other game, the second semifinal, Boston College against...
Who's that?
Such a sports fan you are. Michigan. Michigan.
I took a random, I don't know, I thought,
I was thinking, when you said San Diego State, that was all that was flowing in my head at that point.
No, Michigan. No, that's in.
Oh, yeah, it's different. That's different. Totally different. You're right.
Boston College or Michigan. Boston College is a 1.5 goal favorite.
You guys just gave me a conversation starter with Jake Cronenworth there. He'd be all over
that. Oh, yeah, the Frozen Four today. He might have it on his phone.
He might.
Bus ride up there. Tell him about it because he may not even know about it.
I'm sure his dude
loves
hockey.
You think he'll know?
Yeah.
He loves hockey and he certainly loves Michigan.
Definitely going to pretend like I know a little something today.
For Jake, I'll take Michigan plus the 1.5 since they're underdog. Tony?
Michigan.
Michigan. Going with Jake. Scraby?
The maize and blue.
All going Michigan. With Michigan.
Maize.
One thing I like about Michigan, if I recall, their hockey team, the helmets, they make them the same as the
football helmets. Yep.
They're pretty cool looking. Cool. One more bet.
We got to get to break.
Just relax. We got one more big one to make.
It's always the same thing. It's like 19. He's like, one more to go.
I had to get this one in. Already, on September the 6th, the game that is being played... in Brazil, is it?
Yes.
The NFL game?
Yeah, the Eagles.
Eagles are favored by 1.5 over the Packers. I just think it's crazy that you can already get a bet down.
Don't even know what their roster is going to look like.
7 months before the game. I'm just throwing that out there. We're obviously not picking
I'll take the pack.
You're going to take the pack. Are you going to stay with that for 7 months?
As long as no injuries happen. I think Jason Kelce retiring is going to be a huge, huge thing for that team.
All right. We'll keep that in mind. We'll take a break.
Thanks, Chris.
Take a break and then check some traffic.
All right. Extremely short segment. We went way over in that last joint. shout out to one of the best voices in the business, John Shambi. It is his birthday today. We just had Boog, which is his nickname, by the way. If those of you who play MLB The Show, he's the new voice on there.
He's the guy.
He's the guy.
That's not a bad... I don't know what you know, big-time broadcasters make. Man, you are a big-time broadcaster, Tony, so you'd have a better idea. But... I'm thinking that they probably pay a lot to be the voice of the MLB The Show.
It's funny.
I bet that, yeah, it's probably fun to do and you get a ton of money.
Jordan Carruth, who used to work at one of the other stations.
He kind of paved the way before me. I looked up to him in radio.
He did what Scraby's doing now
for us. I know who he is. Absolutely.
He has moved on to work for MLB The Show, the video game.
Okay.
And he was kind of telling Jesse and I yesterday, or maybe it was 2 days ago, about... I think it was Matt Vasgersian was the voice for a long time.
Yes, he was.
And so he was saying, like, all of the, like, data they've been able to create from Matt and now basically having to start over from scratch with John, like, all of the different wordings and phrases and situations. It's just like you're starting from scratch. And so, you know, it's a little bit of some work early, but after you start... cataloging it all, it becomes a little bit easier. But happy birthday, John.
Yeah. Good coin. Congratulations, John Shambi. I wish I could be as good as you.
Yeah, me too.
He's really
me
good. Too.
I got to play as your dad the other night when I was doing an NL West you know, whatever.
One of those
mission.
Little mission things?
Yeah, it said I needed three with Tony Gwynn in the game.
Did you roll over and ground out to second?
No, guess what? Every other challenge, it takes me like 10 or 15
times
to do it.
You got it in the first step?
First time, he got three extra bases.
That's what happens when you swing the bat with the OG.
His little zone is just like fire red. It is. And I've learned a lot about the Negro Leagues, like Josh Gibson, and I keep forgetting the other guy I learned about, but I'm going to go back and play those challenges as well.
Sound like you learned a lot about that other guy.
Josh Gibson's the last guy I had to play. I mean, there's like nine challenges you have to do with these guys.
It's a really cool game if you love baseball.
What's your favorite Negro League squad? Do you have like a particular club that you kind of enjoy?
The Pittsburgh Crawfords.
I do like Josh Gibson, but I also like Satchel Paige because he does this thing during the game where he rolls his arm.
Oh, yeah. Satchel could do it.
I love Satchel Paige. That's pretty good. And he throws heat, too. He's throwing like 99.
He was like 77, too, when he was throwing gas, apparently. Nobody actually knew his real age. He, you know, it was not a for at that time, telling people your age, especially a black man, wasn't a good thing. So
wasn't beneficial.
He kept his age to himself. Nobody actually knew how old he was.
And there was word that he didn't know.
That's
he might have known either.
Yeah. No,
wow.
Yeah.
Satchel Paige. I'm trying to look him up, but I'm not finding. Here he is. No, when he made that one appearance in Major League Baseball with the Kansas City A's in 1965. He was reportedly 58 years old, so you can add another 5 or 6 years to the actual age. He pitched in one game for the Kansas City A's, three innings, and struck out a batter. So he was still throwing good enough at 64 years old.
Even if he was 58.
Even 58 would be pretty impressive.
Are you kidding me?
Struck out a major league player at 58 or whatever age he actually was. Yeah, Satchel probably could get it done.
All right, let's get to break.
That's why we say that, you know, when Babe Ruth is the greatest of all time, he might have had to face Satchel Paige had there been a real league, and he didn't have to.
No, he did not. So, all right, let's get to break. Scraper, we got another. You guys doing a
30-mile zone. You'll be with us for a little bit, and then
I got to roll.
You got to roll, but we'll still be talking sports gossip.
More Gwynn and Chris on the other side.
If you love Mediterranean cuisine, like all of us love Mediterranean cuisine, at Spiro's, La Jolla, Coronado, and now at Petco Park, you enjoy Padres baseball. You can enjoy Spiro's as well. For takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com. Welcome back to the show. Time to head into the 30-mile zone and find out what's going on in the on the outskirts of the sports world.
One very big thing.
Yeah, there's one really big thing happening today, and I think it's, you know, it's interesting the reaction that everybody's having to this news.
Yes,
so
it is.
Let's get into it, Scray. Pat.
If you don't know your sports gossip, can you really call yourself a sports fan? It's time to bring together sports and celebrity gossip. We call it the 30-mile zone, mainly so we don't get sued by the real company. On 97.3 The Fan.
All right, let's get right into it. And the big news of the day is that O.J. Simpson has passed away at the age of 76. And as Chris said, it's very interesting. Now, first, if you go to TMZ Sports, basically every story is about O.J. in some sort of way.
Sure.
Because it's a big deal, but the reaction is what we want to talk about. I saw everything under the sun today. First, I saw a lot of people saying, good, he deserves it. Then I saw a lot of people saying, I'm kind of stuck in the middle because he was acquitted, and I feel bad that his family's dealing with a death. And then the third people I saw out there were like, he was innocent, and this is a terrible thing that everybody is making fun of his family for right now. And it's just interesting because OJ... very, very, very polarizing. And I don't really remember the trial as much as you may, Chris, or Tony. But he was acquitted. So we have to go with that.
We don't have to, actually.
Okay.
That's the thing. I never really found OJ to be all that polarizing. I found very few people that were staunchly in favor of OJ Simpson after that whole thing was kind of finished up. And felt like, you know what? He got a raw deal. He got run through the ringer.
All I ever remember people saying over the last 30 years, and it has been 30 years, believe it or not, is that he was lucky that he got off. Very few people believe that, you know, he didn't do it. I'm sure there are a few. So I think, you know, the reaction, even though you're right, it is kind of spread a little bit around because the man has died, is mostly good riddance to a man that should have been an American hero and was an American hero until all of this happened. I mean, the guy was, you know, one of the great football players in the history of the sport. College, won the Heisman Trophy, set the NFL rushing record, you know, everything. Went on to be an actor. He was on Monday Night Football. It's funny in The Naked Gun. He got tortured at the end of Capricorn 1.
He did.
Which you were happy about.
Yes, I was.
But I didn't find him to be polarizing.
Interesting.
But I could be off there. But
now, where were you during the Bronco chase?
I was at home watching the NBA game like everyone else.
Trying to watch it.
Trying to watch the NBA game that night and just living in Glendale at the time.
Oh, wow.
So close enough to it where it was felt like it was kind of out there going on. And I was just as, you know, riveted slash blown away as everybody else. But
Adam Klug, our boss, made a really good point in the chat earlier when we were talking about this. And I said, how would it be today? How would we consume this Bronco chase today? And he said OJ would probably be live streaming from inside the Bronco, which is possibly a way that that could have gone.
I don't know.
I don't
maybe.
Think so.
I think it may have gone that way.
I don't think OJ would have been live streaming with a
gun. Who was the guy driving?
Al Cowlings.
Al Cowlings, his teammate with the Buffalo Bills.
Man. What do you think, Tony?
I was actually surprised by some of the commentary and support because, you know, a lot of people feel the way Chris kind of expressed that he's seen people feel, right? Which is he did it regardless of what the court system says. I think it is important to understand or to recognize that he wasn't actually proven guilty on that particular case. And then, you know, the case that he ended up being guilty on was very, very wonky and kind of, I don't know, it felt like some get back.
Yes, that's all that was. Yeah.
So, you know, I think ultimately a man has lost his life. I think that's where it should really stay at.
That's where it probably should stay at, but I think there's also more people out there that still remember the two people who lost their lives 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And feel like, you know, they never got their just, you know, due.
On one side, there's OJ's family, and then on the other side is, like you just said, the families of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman.
He died of cancer. That's not a... I've seen that up close and personal. That's not a easy way to go out. That's not a gift by any means.
Yeah, but there you go. OJ Simpson passes away at the age of 76.
But it's crazy, right? 30 years, all of the social media that's out there, all of the things that have happened since then. Has there been anything to rival that moment since then in terms of this kind of, you know?
Does 9/11 count?
Well, 9/11, we were riveted after it happened. We certainly weren't expecting that. No, I don't think it's...
Okay,
I think that's
a different category.
It's a much different category.
Yeah, that's a disaster.
Yes,
like,
it is.
I'm trying to think. Like any hostage situations?
I don't think there is anything that has... And I'm sure the chat will help you out on that one.
Yeah, everybody's saying we're too young for this, like, to remember the Bronco chase. And I wasn't too young. The people in the chat are too young. They're saying, I wish we were alive during this so we could, like, remember it, but...
I think it's interesting that if they showed on some channel somewhere tonight, if they said, we're going to give you the live raw footage of local KTLA Channel 5 in Los Angeles' coverage of that day.
Oh, people would watch.
You wouldn't be able to go to sleep.
I
guarantee you'd watch the whole thing till 3 in the morning.
I guarantee it. As they watched the first 30 minutes of it, there would be so much complaining about this is all. This, because they're so used to, like, a camera being in the car.
Yeah,
while it's,
you're right.
They would be so bored looking at a car just driving down the freeway. These folks would hate that.
Nah, we weren't bored. And people were, like, people were on the over ramps hanging out, cheering
them
on.
People had signs. Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, my God.
Wasn't that really one of the... Excuse me, I'm choking here. Wasn't that really one of the first live broadcasted things that people...
The only thing that you can even put in remote comparison was Lee Harvey Oswald coming out of the jail cell.
I wasn't either,
but being
Jack
shot
Ruby.
On live television.
Is it Jack
after,
Ruby?
Yes, after the killing of Kennedy. I know there are moments that everyone knows where they were, and you hit it, Tony, and you said, yeah, I know where I was, and you weren't very old.
No.
Everybody would remember that day. It was crazy.
It is crazy. So if you have anything to say on the chat, then let us know. But otherwise, we'll move on as Tony is going to be heading out to Petco Park, going up to Dodger Stadium. But
yeah, I know. I'm disappointed. Sorry, I'm disappointed that he's going to probably, they'll probably take the 5 freeway up. I think in honor of OJ, they should be on the 405, because that's where the Bronco was traveling that day, on the 405 North.
All right, real quick before Tony leaves, Tom Brady was asked for his childhood crush.
What did he say?
Who do you think is his childhood crush?
When was his childhood? Like in the 70s?
He's a little older than
me. See, that's why I think the person he chose was... I don't think in his childhood, maybe in like his teens.
Okay.
So who was like, for me, I've already said this first day of the Scrappy Show, Britney Spears was my girl. Okay. That was like my first real big crush.
He would have already been a pro by Britney though, wouldn't
may
he?
May I say, excellent choice.
I think she's fabulous.
No.
I think she's fabulous.
Crazy, brother.
All right, I'll just tell you. Tom Brady, like me, a fan of Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's right in his era right there.
He said,
interesting.
What was the show?
Baywatch.
Baywatch, yeah.
She was nice, Tom Brady said.
She was, huh?
The thing about Tom Brady
is, nice.
If he really wants to talk to her, I'm sure he can get a hold of her if he wanted to.
I mean, he married. I would argue above that
he
to
did
begin
all right,
with.
Yeah,
but he's single again.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. I think he is. Anyway, Tony, I know you got to get going.
Tony, safe travels, and bring back some something-something this weekend.
Okay.
Well, where else you guys going?
Milwaukee.
Oh, your old home stomping grounds.
That's right. It's nice and cold there, baby.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm
go see the
though.
Old. Now you have. I. You got to go. But did you have? Yeah, people that you go see in Milwaukee. Don't you? You have some friends there.
Everybody's
still
at the stadium that I see still. Some good food places though. I will be.
All right. Well, travel safe.
Have a good
Tony.
Trip.
You,
we'll
talk
see you next
to you
week.
Tomorrow, Joe Musgrove, 220.
Yes, sir.
No, Joe.
Saw Joe yesterday. Didn't say anything to him.
Did
but
you say hi?
No, I got too nervous.
Got too nervous?
But sometimes those guys walk by.
He literally listens to our show.
I
and
know.
So you, did you say anything?
I will.
Did you at least say hi?
I kind of just like, hey.
Oh, my
no,
God.
You didn't say anything.
I noticed, I nodded my head up a little bit like, hey. Next time I'll say hi. I was nervous enough going up to Tyler Wade. Are you kidding me?
I mean, Joe.
How'd that work out for you, that interview with Tyler Wade?
Tyler Wade was amazing.
I'm looking forward to hearing that interview on the Scrappy Chronicles tonight.
It's not going
to
happen.
What?
It's not going to happen. I'm going to be the lame guy who relays his answers to everybody. But anyway. All right. Rashee Rice has a warrant out for his arrest right now. That's the other one that is going on. I just saw this. Brittany Mahomes is now a redhead.
How did that get in here?
Because I just was scrolling by on TMZ Sports, and she looks nothing like she used to look, but she's a redhead now.
Well,
so
that's another story for another time.
Yes. Back to what we
you
were talking
about. You know how I feel
about
Rashee Rice. I mean, I got a little on a diatribe the other day on this. I'm going to try to be a little calmer this time.
People were into you telling everybody to stop speeding around the freeways.
I know they were. And I know people agree with me on that.
Yeah, but Rashee Rice, he had a warrant put out for his arrest. I am looking for the updated information.
I think it would be best guy to turn himself in. Would you say
well,
the same?
He did.
He did. So then why would you put a warrant out after he's already turned?
I don't think that a warrant means you're not cooperating. I think a warrant is just an official thing that says we can
arrest
you.
But once there's a warrant out for you and they can arrest
then
you,
then he can go and turn
himself
in.
What I'm saying is he should go in and say, hey, here I am. Let's get this... You know, let me take my comeuppance.
Yeah.
I'm calling for some jail time for this guy.
Really?
And yes, I am. And I don't have anything personally against him. In fact, just like everyone else out there, wouldn't mind getting him on my fantasy team last year or next year because he seems like he's a good young player. But I think a message has got to be sent to these people that are driving 120 miles an hour in Lamborghinis.
I don't disagree with you, but I'm
and
not
creating
willing.
An accident like this where people's lives change forever and getting out of it scot-free or with just having to pay money, which he easily has.
There were also things that were found in the vehicle he was driving, which was marijuana and guns, I believe. Also,
you know, that kind of stuff just adds to it. But this driving 120, 30, somewhere it's got to stop. I don't know that it's going to stop, but the message has to be sent that we're not going to tolerate. Sorry, I'm being a little hardcore here.
Yeah,
but
I don't.
That's
like,
rare for me.
It is to be this hardcore. I don't necessarily think that we should just use him to prove a point.
Meh, but who are we going to use?
I mean, just be consistent with the way we prosecute people who are speeding through the interstates.
Okay.
I don't know what else to say. I mean,
no, your argument's fair, but a high profile case. Sorry, Rashi.
But that doesn't mean that you should give him a stiffer sentence. That I think that is unfair in the court of law.
They threw Larry David in jail the other night for. I don't know what it was to end the Curb Your Enthusiasm. They can throw Rashi Rice in for a few days.
Okay. All right. We'll see where this goes. But he was charged.
I'm being probably a little unreasonable, but I feel unreasonably.
You're not the only
angry
one.
About all this stuff.
You're not the only one. It was not a bench warrant, Dan. It was an arrest warrant, and he is being charged with one count of aggravated assault, one count of collision involving serious bodily injury, and six counts of collision involving injury. Yeah. So
how about at least one other major count of being an arrogant, I don't care about other human beings, individual. I would like that to be a charge.
I feel like Rashi Rice needs to needs to do something, but I feel like he is a good guy just from all the stuff that I've seen, and he made a really, really dumb decision to do what he did.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm on this side.
I'm going to just be
honestly.
Repetitive. I'll be repetitive if I keep, you know, I'll just say the same thing, but I'm going to stick with what I've been saying.
All right, we'll go to the next law. Issue okay. That's out there. Terrell Suggs.
Yeah.
Did you hear he got arrested yesterday?
I did, but
in Scottsdale.
Didn't read any further into it.
Well, he was booked last night on account of Tuesday night on account of assault and one count of offense against public order. And I'm just confirming to make sure the story hasn't been changed, but apparently a fan saw him and challenged him to a fight or something. Hmm. And he ended up punching this fan. But
that'll teach you.
I don't know who in their right mind is messing with Terrell Suggs.
Yeah, probably not very smart. Sounds like that person got what they deserved. Sounds like Terrell, in my court of law, deserves a handshake and a pat on the butt and send him on your way.
See, I think this is
I know
funny.
You're not allowed to just haul off and hit people, but when stupid people come up to you and basically ask you to punch them, what do they expect?
Here's the full story. The incident happened on March 10th. It began after a Black Ranger Rover driven by Suggs passed through the ordering speaker at Starbucks and had to back up to place his order, backing into the other vehicle, the police report said. Okay. The other vehicle didn't receive any damage, and both men got out of their vehicles and argued before retaining and collecting their orders. Gotta get your Starbucks.
Of course.
Suggs allegedly gave the other driver the bird and threatened to kill him before driving out. And then here's when it gets serious. He stuck a handgun out of his window
Different. I didn't hear that part.
I didn't hear that part either. And he was getting coffee, not looking for any trouble. The other man escalated, is what Suggs said.
Yeah, well, nothing should be escalated where you should be brandishing a firearm.
No, that's very serious. You just made that very serious.
Yeah, so much different.
They have arrested him on Tuesday at 3 p.m.
What was the original charge for him again? Disturbing the order of the world or something?
No.
It was an interesting charge.
They charged him with threatening and intimidating and disorderly conduct with a weapon. The other, Rasheed Rice we were talking about, was order of the public or something.
Oh, that was Rasheed Rice.
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. Because I was going to say that's what Rasheed Rice should get. Threatening the order of the public. It's exactly what he's doing.
Terrell Suggs, you can't be sticking guns out the window. That's just not smart. Even in Arizona, where guns are everywhere.
Second Amendment.
Yeah.
I know. That just got everybody's ire up.
I don't have an issue with people owning guns. I do have an issue with someone sticking a gun in my face because something happened in the Starbucks drive-thru.
You're preaching to the choir there.
I know. All right. There you go.
All right. Very good. Tiger Woods just got a birdie on number 8. He's 1 under par halfway through his first round at the Masters. Nice work by Tiger. The leader is Bryson DeChambeau at 7 under par. Scottie Scheffler is in a shot back at 6 under 66. Mickelson won over today. And some of the other big names starting to finish up their first round at Augusta today. But Scraby, you're kind of right. The buzz for Augusta just nowhere close this year. And there's one place to put all the blame, and that is on golf itself.
Yep, absolutely. All the people at the top.
Yeah, they've messed it up for everyone.
And Greg Norman. I'm going to name one guy in this whole thing, and Greg Norman has driven this more than most.
Right. We got Chris versus the fans coming up, and I appreciate everybody calling now. But we're going to try something new at 4 o'clock. Scraby's going to just hang up on all of you. And then we're going to start the, dial in fresh.
We're going to shuffle the calls.
So everybody's got a fair chance to get in. That's all. That's kind of a new thing that we're going to try. We might ask some repeat callers. We might ask some first-time callers. Sorry, it's coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you don't know your sports gossip, can you really call yourself a sports fan? It's time to bring together sports and celebrity gossip. We call it the 30 Mile Zone, mainly so we don't get sued by the real company. On 97.3 The Fan.
All right, let's get right into it. And the big news of the day is that O.J. Simpson has passed away at the age of 76. And as Chris said, it's very interesting. Now, first, if you go to TMZ Sports, basically every story is about O.J. in some sort of way.
Sure.
Because it's a big deal. But the reaction is what we want to talk about. I saw everything under the sun today. First, I saw a lot of people saying, good, he deserves it. Then I saw a lot of people saying, I'm kind of stuck in the middle because he was acquitted and I feel bad that his family's dealing with a death. And then the third people I saw out there were like, he was innocent and this is a terrible thing that everybody is making fun of his family for right now. And it's just interesting because OJ, very, very, very polarizing. And I don't really remember the trial as much as you may, Chris, or Tony, but he was acquitted. So we have to go with that.
We don't have to, actually.
Okay.
That's the thing. I never really found OJ to be all that polarizing. I found very few people that were staunchly in favor of OJ Simpson after that whole thing was kind of finished up and felt like, you know what? He got a raw deal. He got run through the ringer. All I ever remember people saying over the last 30 years, and it has been 30 years, believe it or not, is that he was lucky that he got off. Very few people believe that, you know, he didn't do it. I'm sure there are a few. So I think, you know, the reaction even though you're right, it is kind of spread a little bit around because the man has died, is mostly good riddance to a man that should have been an American hero and was an American hero until all of this happened. I mean, the guy was, you know, one of the great football players in the history of the sport. College, won the Heisman Trophy, set the NFL rushing record, you know, everything. Went on to be an actor. He was on Monday Night Football. He's funny in The Naked Gun. He got tortured at the end of Capricorn 1.
He did.
Which you were happy about.
Yes, I was.
But I didn't find him to be polarizing.
Interesting.
But I could be off there. But
now, where during the Bronco chase?
I was at home watching the NBA game like everyone else.
Trying to watch it.
Trying to watch the NBA game that night and just living in Glendale at the time.
Oh, wow.
So close enough to it where it was felt like it was kind of out there going on. And I was just as, you know, riveted slash blown away as everybody else. But
Adam Klug, our boss, made a really good point in the chat earlier when we were talking about this. And I said, how would it be today? How would we consume this Bronco chase today? And he said OJ would probably be live streaming from inside the Bronco, which is possibly a way that that could have gone.
I don't know.
I think it may have gone that way.
I don't think OJ would have been live streaming with a
gun. Who was the guy driving?
Al Cowling.
Al Cowling's his teammate with the Buffalo Bills.
Man. What do you think, Tony?
I was actually surprised by some of the commentary and support because, you know, a lot of people feel the way Chris kind of expressed that he's seen people feel, right? Which is he did it regardless of what the court system says. I think it is important to understand or to recognize that he wasn't actually proven guilty on that particular case. And then, you know, the case that he ended up being guilty on was very, very wonky and kind of, I don't know, it felt like some get back.
Yes, that's all that was. Yeah.
So, you know, I think ultimately a man has lost his life. I think that's where it should really stay at.
That's where it probably should stay at, but I think there's also more people out there that still remember the two people who lost their lives 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And feel like, you know, they never got their just, you know, due.
On one side, there's OJ's family, and then on the other side is, like you just said, the families of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman.
He died of cancer. That's not a... I've seen that up close and personal. That's not a easy way to go out. That's not a gift by any means.
Yeah, but there you go. OJ Simpson passes away at the age of 76.
But it's crazy, right? 30 years, all of the social media that's out there, all of the things that have happened since then. Has there been anything to rival that moment since then in terms of this kind of, you know?
Does 9/11 count?
Well, 9/11, we were riveted after it happened. We certainly weren't expecting that. No, I don't think it's...
That's a different category.
It's a much different category.
Yeah, that's a disaster.
Yes,
like,
it is. I'm trying to think. Like any hostage situations?
I don't think there is anything that has... And I'm sure the chat will help you out on that one.
Yeah, everybody's saying we're too young for this, like to remember the Bronco chase. And I wasn't too young. The people in the chat are too young. They're saying, I wish we were alive during this so we could like remember it. But
I think it's interesting that if they showed on some channel somewhere tonight, if they said, we're going to give you the live raw footage of local KTLA Channel 5 in Los Angeles' coverage of that day.
Oh, people would watch.
You wouldn't be able to go to sleep. I guarantee you'd watch the whole thing till 3 in the morning.
I guarantee it. As they watched the first 30 minutes of it, there would be so much complaining about, this is all? Because they're so used to like a camera being in the car.
They would
be so bored looking at a car just driving down the freeway. These folks would hate that.
Nah, we weren't bored. And people were on the over ramps hanging out, cheering
them
on.
People had signs. Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, my God.
Wasn't that really one of the first live broadcasted things that people...
The only thing that you can even put in remote comparison was Lee Harvey Oswald coming out of the jail cell.
I wasn't around for that one, but being shot on live television.
Is it Jack Ruby?
Yes, after the killing of Kennedy. I know those are moments that everyone knows where they were, and you hit it, Tony, and you said, yeah, I know where I was, and you weren't very old.
No.
Everybody would remember that day. It was crazy.
It is crazy. So if you have anything to say on the chat, then let us know. But otherwise, we'll move on as Tony is going to be heading out to Petco Park, going up to Dodger Stadium. But
yeah, I know. I'm disappointed that they'll probably take the 5 freeway up. I think in honor of OJ, they should be on the 405, because that's where the Bronco was traveling that day, on the 405 North.
All right, real quick before Tony leaves, Tom Brady was asked for his childhood crush.
What did he say?
Who do you think is his childhood crush?
When was his childhood?
Like
in the 70s? He's a little older than
me. See, that's why I think the person he chose was, I don't think in his childhood, maybe in like his teens.
Okay.
So who was like, for me, I've already said this first day of the Scraby Show, Britney Spears was my girl. Okay. That was like my first real big crush.
He would have already been a pro by Britney, though, wouldn't
may
he?
May I say, excellent choice.
I think she's fabulous.
No.
I think she's fabulous.
Crazy, bro.
All right, I'll just tell you. Tom Brady, like me, a fan of Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's right in his era right there.
He said...
interesting.
What was the show?
Baywatch.
Baywatch, yeah.
She was nice, Tom Brady said.
She was, huh?
The thing about Tom Brady is, if he really wants to talk to her, I'm sure he can get a hold of her if he wanted to.
I mean, he married. I would argue above that.
He did all right. Yeah, but he's single again.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. I think he is. Anyway, Tony, I know you got to get going.
Tony, safe travels, and bring back some something this weekend.
Okay.
Where else you guys going?
Milwaukee.
Your old home stomping grounds.
That's right. It's nice and cold there, baby.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
You got to go. But do you have people that you go see in Milwaukee? Don't you? You have some friends there.
Everybody's
still
at the stadium that I see. Some good food places, though. I will be.
All right. Well, travel safe.
Have a good trip.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Joe Musker of 220.
Yes, sir.
Joe.
Saw Joe yesterday. Didn't say anything to him.
Did you say hi?
No, I got too nervous. Got too nervous.
But
sometimes those guys walk by.
He literally listens to our show.
Did you say anything?
Did you at least say hi?
I kind of just like, hey.
Oh, my God.
No, you didn't say anything.
I noticed, I nodded my head up a little bit like, hey. Next time I'll say hi. I was nervous enough going up to Tyler Wade. Are you kidding me?
I mean, Joe.
How'd that work out for you, that interview with Tyler Wade?
Tyler Wade was amazing.
I'm looking forward to hearing that interview on the Scraby Chronicles tonight.
It's not going to happen.
What?
It's not going to happen. I'm going to be the lame guy who relays his answers to everybody. But anyway. All right. Rashee Rice has a warrant out for his arrest right now. That's the other one that is going on. I just saw this. Brittany Mahomes is now a redhead.
How did that get in here?
Because I just was scrolling by on TMZ Sports, and she looks nothing like she used to look, but she's a redhead now.
Well, that's another story for another time.
Yes. Back to what we were talking about.
Rashee Rice. I mean, I got a little on a diatribe the other day on this. I'm going to try to be a little calmer this time.
People were into you telling everybody to stop speeding around the freeways.
I know they were. And I know people agree with me on that.
Yeah, but Rashee Rice, he had a warrant put out for his arrest. I am looking for the updated information.
I think it would be best guy to turn himself in. Would you say
the
same?
He did.
So then why would you put a warrant out after he's already turned
it? I don't think that a warrant means you're not cooperating. I think a warrant is just an official thing that says we can
arrest
you.
But once there's a warrant out for you and they can arrest
you, then he can go and turn
what himself in. What I'm saying is he should go in and say, hey, here I am. Let's get this, you know, let me...
Taken care of.
Take my comeuppance.
Yeah.
I'm calling for some jail time for this guy.
Really?
And yes, I am. And I don't have anything personally against him. In fact, just like everyone else out there, wouldn't mind getting him on my fantasy team last year or next year because he seems like he's a good young player. But I think a message has got to be sent to these people that are driving 120 miles an hour in
Lamborghinis. I don't disagree with you, but I'm
not creating
really...
an accident like this where people's lives change forever and getting out of it scot-free or with just having to pay money, which he easily has.
There were also things that were found in the vehicle he was driving, which was marijuana and guns, I believe. Also,
you know, that kind of stuff just adds to it. But this driving 120, 30, somewhere it's got to stop. I don't know that it's going to stop, but the message has to be sent that we're not going to tolerate. Sorry, I'm being a little hardcore here.
Yeah,
but
I don't.
That's rare for me.
It is to be this hardcore. I don't necessarily think that we should just use him to prove a point.
Meh, but who are we going to use?
I mean, somewhere it's gotta be consistent with the way we prosecute people who are speeding through the interstates.
Okay.
I don't know what else to say. I mean,
no, your argument's fair, but a high profile case. Sorry, Rashi.
But that doesn't mean that you should give him a stiffer sentence. That I think that is unfair in the court of law.
They threw Larry David in jail the other night for. I don't know what it was to end the Curb Your Enthusiasm. They can throw Rashi Rice in for a few days.
Okay. All right. We'll see where this goes. But he was charged.
Probably a little unreasonable, but I feel unreasonably.
You're not the only
angry about all this stuff.
You're not the only one. It was not a bench warrant, Dan. It was an arrest warrant, and he is being charged with one count of aggravated assault, one count of collision involving serious bodily injury, and six counts of collision involving injury. Yeah. So I really.
And how about at least one other major count of being an arrogant, I don't care about other human beings, individual. I would like that to be a charge.
I feel like Rashi Rice needs to needs to do something, but I feel like he is a good guy just from all the stuff that I've seen, and he made a really, really dumb decision to do what he did.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm on this
side. I'm
going
to just be
honestly.
Repetitive. I'll be repetitive if I keep, you know, I'll just say the same thing, but I'm going to stick with what I've been saying.
All right, we'll go to the next law. Issue that's out there. Terrell Suggs.
Yeah.
Did you hear he got arrested yesterday?
I did, but
in Scottsdale.
Didn't read any further into it.
Well, he was booked last night on account of Tuesday night on account of assault and one count of offense against public order. And I'm just confirming to make sure the story hasn't been changed, but apparently a fan saw him and challenged him to a fight or something. Hmm. And he ended up punching this fan. But
that'll teach you.
I don't know who in their right mind is messing with Terrell Suggs.
Yeah, probably not very smart. Sounds like that person got what they deserved. Sounds like Terrell, in my court of law, deserves a handshake and a pat on the butt and send him on your way.
See, I think this is
I know you're not allowed to just haul off and hit people, but when stupid people come up to you and basically ask you to punch them, what do they expect?
Here's the full story. The incident happened on March 10th. It began after a black Range Rover driven by Suggs passed through the ordering speaker at Starbucks and had to back up to place his order, backing into the other vehicle, the police report said. Okay. The other vehicle didn't receive any damage, and both men got out of their vehicles and argued before retaining and collecting their orders. Gotta get your Starbucks.
Of course.
Suggs allegedly gave the other driver the bird and threatened to kill him before driving out. And then here's when it gets serious. He stuck a handgun out of his window
Different. I didn't hear that part.
I didn't hear that part either. And he was getting coffee, not looking for any trouble. The other man escalated, is what Suggs said.
Yeah, well, nothing should be escalated where you should be brandishing a firearm.
No, that's very serious. You just made that very serious.
Yeah, so much different.
They have arrested him on Tuesday at 3 p.m.
What was the original charge for him again? Disturbing the order of the world or something?
No.
It's an interesting charge.
They charged him with threatening and intimidating and disorderly conduct with a weapon. The other, Rashi Rice we were talking about, was order of the public or something.
Oh, that was Rashi Rice.
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. Because I was going to say that's what Rashi Rice should get. Threatening the order of the public. It's exactly what he's doing.
Terrell Suggs, you can't be sticking guns out the window. That's just not smart. Even in Arizona, where guns are everywhere.
Second Amendment.
Yeah.
I know. That just got everybody's ire up.
I don't have an issue with people owning guns. I do have an issue with someone sticking a gun in my face because something happened in the Starbucks drive-thru.
You're preaching to the choir there.
I know. All right. There you go.
All right. Very good. Tiger Woods just got a birdie on number 8. He's one under par halfway through his first round at the Masters. Nice work by Tiger. The leader is Bryson DeChambeau at 7 under par. Scottie Scheffler is in a shot back at 6 under 66. Mickelson won over today. And some of the other big names starting to finish up their first round at Augusta today. But Scraby, you're kind of right. The buzz for Augusta is just nowhere close this year. And there's one place to put all the blame, and that is on golf itself.
Yep, absolutely. All the people at the top.
Yeah, they've messed it up for everyone.
And Greg Norman. I'm going to name one guy in this whole thing, and Greg Norman has driven this more than most.
All right. We got Chris versus the fans coming up, and I appreciate everybody calling now. But we're going to try something new. At 4 o'clock, Scraby's going to just hang up on all of you. And then we're going to start the, dial in fresh.
We're going to shuffle the calls.
So everybody's got a fair chance to get in. That's all. That's kind of a new thing that we're going to try. We might have some repeat callers. We might have some first-time callers. Sorry, it's coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.